We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Manhattan City Commission is the featured guest here today. We have City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson joining us here in studio as they get set for their 7 o'clock meeting here this evening. We do have a phone call here that came in during the break, so we'll go ahead and go to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for being open and honest about the city business. You know, $1 million here, $1 million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. What I was interested in was the progress on the police, that $13 million radio system. I ran across a new book that's out called Tower Dog that talks about the tower construction people. They're losing one a week in deaths when they're putting up the towers. And usually the contract for the tower builders is so far down line that the liability for the city would be protected by obscurity. It's just a consideration that maybe the contracts need to be considered for the safety of the tower construction people. Thank you for your efforts.
Yeah, I can talk to that a little bit. I'm the chairman of the law board, by the way, and the towers and all of the fixed facilities are the responsibility of the county. And I'll relay that to the county just to make sure that they're aware. I hadn't heard of the deaths on the towers until you just mentioned it, but we'll sure look into that. One of the problems that they ran into early on after they did the site survey was some of the towers that they'd wanted to use, I think two of them, in fact, are already loaded up. So they had to look for alternatives in order to get the proper coverage around the entire area, so we eliminate the dead spots. The responsibility for purchasing radios will have the RCPD will be purchasing the radios themselves, and then the city will be purchasing radios for fire, and then others will be purchasing radio for EMS to make them all compatible. So a bit of a team effort here.
All right. Thank you for that call. Let's move on with the agenda here, the general agenda here tonight. We're up to item D here, and this has to do with some annexing and rezoning of an area in North Manhattan, I believe.
It is northwest, out in the Colbert Hills area. This is to consider first reading of an ordinance to annex and rezone a portion of the Elijah condition addition. It's from Riley County Ag, and then rezoning it to a mixture of single and multifamily district. It's a small area, about 10.6 acres, proposing to have about 26 residential lots, of which 18 would be single family and 8 would be multifamily. The development does have a portion of land, about 3.7 acres, that's already been annexed and zoned to R3. So this is proposed to work in conjunction with some of that existing property that's already been annexed and rezoned. Planning Board has reviewed it, and Planning Board and staff do recommend approval.
When you go out Grandmere Parkway and you're generally heading north and it begins to arc back to the east, you look north of the road up there, this is generally where that is. So it's just south of that kind of more rapidly rising terrain to the north. And this has been this whole area, I think, has been reevaluated a few times just to make sure they've got the right mix of R1, R3, and other kinds of zoning in there. So this is probably the fifth or sixth time we've looked at the general area up there, and it seems to be coming along pretty well.
All right, so that'll be the first reading here tonight of that. You anticipate that one being contested on that one?
I don't believe so. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Well, the next item then is item E, considering an annexation study, a request for proposals for the Green Valley area. Now, I know this one may be a little bit more interesting.
So this is a request for proposal to the commission to seek some consulting services to evaluate the Green Valley, Blue Valley area to the east of town for possible annexation. As you know, the Pottawatomie County has done a governance study for that area and looking at various alternatives, which could include annexation, could include incorporating as a separate city or leaving development as it is in the county and forming some other county structures that would potentially continue to support that area. So in conjunction with this, the city had been planning an analysis for quite some time. This is one of the commission's goals. It's in our capital improvements program to do this cost of services study. If the city annexes an area that is to, especially an existing larger area, then we have to do a cost of services study that shows how we're going to supply that area with traditional city services that we offer and the timeline in which we're going to do that in. And so a lot of this, the city has had a relationship with Pottawatomie County. Past several updates to the comprehensive plan over the past several decades have showed this is a growth area. We've done that, some of that joint planning efforts. We've also extended a substantial amount of infrastructure into that area. We have are the primary provider of water and sanitary sewer services, wholesaling water to the rural water district, as well as providing sanitary sewer services to most of that area. So we've invested several million dollars in existing infrastructure. We've certainly the Heritage area is an area we've annexed and has developed fairly nicely and continues to develop there around the traffic signal. We maintain the traffic signals in that area for KDOT. And so there's just a lot of services that we're currently providing in that area. And this is really a requirement by statute that if we were to annex the area, we have to create this cost of services approach. We're proposing to do this in a couple of different phases. One's kind of looking at analyzing various data relative to the area itself, and then phase two would be the actual cost of services study, which looks very detailed at the utilities and who owns existing utilities and all of that aspect of it. So it's a very detailed cost-benefit analysis, if you will, that shows whether the advantages and disadvantages or costs and benefits for incorporation. And I think that's important, and we'll provide data to the commission as well as the community and the folks who live there about the options, or at least that option that they have, and would hopefully, as other options are developed, they will develop this detailed data as well.
Yeah, I think if you look back about 10 years, the population out there in Green Valley and Blue Township was about 500. And after 10 or 11 years, it's now 2,500. So it's gotten considerable growth. And as you get to a certain size, you have to make decisions about kind of how you're going to pay for services. And if you look on the map that's on the website that shows our meeting tonight, you'll see a kind of where the sewer goes and how we interface with the rural water district. Just gives you an impression for how big that area is. And as you know, there'll be a school going in out there pretty soon. And so I think this cost of services study is really vital. When you're trying to make a decision about what you're going to, how you're going to operate your area there in the future, you want to make sure that you have data. You know, you don't want to make a decision and then find out that suddenly you're faced with expenses that you hadn't anticipated as a homeowner. With 2,500 people living out there, you better make sure you get it right. And the city is going to do its part and make sure that we know how much expense we've got sunk in there, how much it costs to operate. And then hopefully under other conditions that they might consider, they'll do that same kind of cost analysis. And Ron and I discussed earlier, but I think there'd be an opportunity for Pott County to take advantage of our data and then do whatever they needed to do on their side to look at options too.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We can come back to this here in a minute. I need to get to a commercial, but we'll continue more with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson after this on News Radio KMAN.